I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Ito lang, last thing I want to say, like we said, no, I think I've also said this before, you don't really need 10 to 20 minutes in order to tell a story within a match.
Hell
5
yeah.
minutes, like you said, 5 minutes is the sweet spot. And yeah. I want more people to appreciate shorter matches because it's much harder to do rather than, like, of course, like physically, but it's so much harder to structure, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, much harder to structure a match in 5 minutes and put out a really good match. So, binib din ako dito sa format na to because it shows how the wrestlers really work at such a, you know, limited time limit.
Going on, this is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT champion,
and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Now listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. It's Ro and Emil coming at you with the second half of our post-weekend shows. It is time for Picks of the Week. Let's get this out of the way as fast as we can. Jeffrey, we know you got other things to do. You got other things to listen to. So let's get right to it. We have a full slate of picks from all of us here. First off, we got Rowan's pick. It is an upload over on the WWE YouTube that they did just before Backlash or SmackDown in France. This is a video in which a bunch of WWE superstars taste test some French macarons. So Rowan says that this is a pretty wholesome and fun bit of content that they posted on their YouTube channel. And he loves it when wrestlers do fun things outside the ring. And they do that either in character or out of character. His main highlight of the video would be the Awesome Truth and the New Day and Chelsea Green trying out the macarons because they're just entertaining and it was hilarious whenever they would fail to guess the flavor correctly. Rowan would be as shocked as them because he also did not know that some of these flavors existed, especially one that was a black tea flavor. So he's been watching other content on social media on the internet that involves wrestlers eating, like the hot ones, the last meals. So he feels that this has been the type of content that he's personally been looking for, which brings two of his favorite things, which is wrestling and food. Okay, so I've seen this video. It's okay. Don't really have anything much to say about it. It's one of those bits of content na okay para may mapanood yung wrestling fans. Like I used to produce that kind of content back when I was in publishing, back when I was in media, and it's a fun distraction, you know. It's a fun thing that also really gets people to show their personality. For people who don't usually get to show off their personality, like sina Ricochet, he doesn't get that much time to talk. So it's fine. It's one of the picks of the week. That's what I'll say about it. So Yeah. If you want to catch it, if you want to watch content like this, it's over on WWE's YouTube page. It's a fine bit of distractionary content, if you will. Right.
Wait, sorry. Is macaron like a French cuisine talaga?
I believe so. Yeah, I think. I don't know that much about my pastry history, but I feel like it is because they did give it a French name.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the next pick. We have Stans, which is a pretty good pick. It is Obafemi versus Ivar for the North American Championship, the men's North American Championship, it should be said, over on the second night of NXT Spring Break-In. So he says both guys understood the assignment, which is to be big, meaty men slapping meat. And it was just so much fun to watch. In this match, Ivar was the relatively smaller guy. And Stan says seeing him unleash his athleticism over on Obafemi broke his expectations of what was supposed to be a hoss fight. While Obafemi is a natural in there, Ivar deserves a lot of credit for being the veteran guiding Obafemi through this TV match and making the champ look like he could hang with one of the more seasoned vets on the main roster. Yeah, this is so much fun. I enjoyed this a lot. Obafemi is really, really good. It helps because he has an athletic background, legit athletic sporting background. So he knows how to move in there. He knows how to move in there believably. That was, I'm sure he got coaching on how to fight like a big man. And Ivar, we all know what Ivar is capable of. If you still don't know how athletic Ivar is, you are not watching Raw. I can tell that you're not watching Raw. I'll say they gave him opportunity after opportunity to show off his skills. What do you think, Emil?
So, di ba, in NXT, Wesley returned. So, yeah. He's probably going to challenge Obafemi for the North American Championship. But I will miss those last couple of months where Obafemi is just going up against big men. You know, so it was parang naging Haas Championship, your North American Championship a while.
Yeah,
di ba? We got the triple threat at Stand Deliver with Dijak and Josh Briggs, and then now with Ivar. So as much as I'm excited with the prospect of Wesley returning, I want Obafemi to really go up against big guys. You know, kasi mas nag-stand out yung pagiging big man niya going up against yung mga fellow big guys on the roster. And Ivar is a perfect opponent for him kasi Ivar, yes, he is big, but also he has some athleticism in there. And then that spot where Oba carried Ivar on his shoulders, like, wow. And this guy's the future. And you could see now they're really investing in him kasi they put up veterans against him this early in his run. Na pinapangtapat na siya against the seasoned veterans either on NXT or on the main roster. So it was a fun match. And man, the future is bright for Obafemi.
Yeah, I'm kind of over the big man, small man matchup. We've seen it a lot, especially in WWE nowadays, because there are a lot more small guys in WWE right now. So you're right. It's so much more fun watching two big guys go at it, especially when they're as athletic. We're not in the days of non-mobile big men anymore. The big men have learned to move. They have been allowed to move as well. Nina said they're expected to fulfill the expectations of big men of old. So that's pretty great. And, you know, I feel like they've also gotten the influence from Japanese wrestling where more big men are able to fight like fighters despite being huge. So that's pretty good. And I love this for Obafemi. So he's going to be a big star one day. If people aren't watching NXT yet, they should.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to my pick. It is from Rampage, and it involves the women. It's Sky Blue versus Willow Nightingale in a no DQ match, a street fight, I believe. It was so, so good. It was either this or the Women's Tag Team Championship match from Backlash, which we already talked about in the previous episode. So, ito na lang. We don't showcase women enough, but mostly because they don't also get enough opportunities. And they did so here, Sky Blue and Willow Nightingale. It's honestly a rehashed matchup Because they love to fall back on Sky Blue. Tony Khan loves to fall back on Sky Blue. And they also like to fall back on Willow Nightingale. So putting them together, syempre, marami na silang matches na nagawa together. And they had a lot of chemistry. And they were allowed to cook. They didn't get a lot of time in the match. I think they only got like 10 minutes of match time. But they put themselves through hell. It was like the match between, I believe, Chris Statlander and Willow in a street fight then. So, or not against each other, but they were both involved.
Yeah, right? The tag team.
And Julia and Sky Blue. Yeah, yeah. So it was kind of a fallback matchup for Tony Khan, but I don't blame him because Sky Blue is willing to do anything to get noticed. She's willing to put her body through hell. She's willing to put herself through weapons and foreign objects. And that's really, really cool because Nisha fragile, pretty girl wrestler na hindi na takot na takot masaktan. So that's pretty great. Willow is also pretty fun to watch because she's really, really violent whenever it calls for it. And the fact that they really put their bodies on the line made the match really, really dramatic and a must watch. If you haven't seen Rampage yet, I know people like to skip Rampage because it's not usually must watch. You should go check this out just because we don't always see really good women's hardcore matches on the mainstream shows.
Rampage is actually a must see this week because it became a 3-hour extension of Dynamite.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pag ganon, usually Rampage episodes are really good. This one, I thought tapos na yung feud, like you mentioned, there was a tag team match a while back between Sky and Julia going up against Willow and Chris. And that was an awesome no DQ match as well. This one, this was kind of, I feel like this is going to be the end of that feud because Julia's out for a while because of the injury, and Willow's probably going to move on to Mercedes. And this, again, a hell of a match. Willow, no offense to Toni Storm, but for me, Willow has been the MVP of the women's division this year.
She's like, more than Rastoff, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like every show, either kung Rampage man yan or Collision, she's always going out there. And that's why I think they're going to reward her with a program with Mercedes Moné. And probably that's gonna be placed higher in the card, I think, rather than the whatever Toni Storm is doing. Because
Willow, it's Mercedes.
But also,
it's really because of Mercedes. No, it's because of Mercedes. That's why it's going to be higher up.
But also, it's also a parang ano, throwing a bone to Willow because she has been working so hard this year.
Oh yeah,
and duminitaw yon. So like paunti-unti duminitaw. She's been getting more cheers lately, and you know she's the MVP of the women's division so far. And this match, not as good as this, as the tag team street fight a while back, but it's also good as well.
Yep. So please go catch this. Find a copy. It's out there. Just go watch it. It's 10 minutes of your time and it's really, really good. Right. We have two more picks, but let's take a quick break and hear from our fellow podcasts on the Pod Network.
Uy! Tigil nyo muna yung pakikinig ng show na to, ha? Oo, ito po ang The Cool Pals.
Hello!
Hello sa inyo, sa mga nakikinig
sa
ng
camera.
Podcast na to. Hello sa inyo!
Hello!
Ito po ang kwentuhang inuman lang, long table inuman, may uupong guest, at makikipagkulitan sa amin. Ganun lang po ang podcast namin. Kaya kung trip nyo, makakinig ng mga lasing...
Parang ayaw mo na mamilit kung gusto nilang ano.
Hindi, bahala na sila. Tapos pag nakinig sa atin, magre-reklamo.
Huwag ka nalang makinig. Papatanggal nyo sa trabaho. Hindi na gustuhan.
Hindi yan.
Huwag na, huwag na kayo makinig.
Sige.
Huwag na. Bumalik na kayo sa show na. Huwag kayo pupunta sa show na.
Pero kung gusto nyo makinig, punta na kayo sa The Cool Pals.
Di ako minom.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, we're back. Let's move to our last two picks from yourself and Gina. So let's go with your pick first, Emil. Tell us about it.
Yep. All right. So since I went on a long week vacation, I only had a little time to watch wrestling, but this match was perfect for me. It is the championship match for the WWE Speed Championship between Johnny Gargano and Ricochet. I'm glad that the championship matches, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ro, the matches for the championship are 5 minutes.
Yeah, they established that noong mismong episode of Speed with the championship match.
Yeah, so that's good because when this was initially started, I was very skeptical of the 3 minutes. I thought 3 minutes was too short. And then I actually got to see the match. I said, it's fine. But by far, this is the best one because of the extended time that they were allowed to cook. And they just went all out. I mean, Johnny Gargano and Ricochet are two of the best when it comes to that high-paced, high-octane offense. And it showed in the match. I mean, din na rin first time na nakarap si Gargano and Ricochet. We've seen it in an NXT takeover before. So this was pretty much a very concise version of that. And everything from the start of the match until the end, it was walang preno, which is something na...
May konting preno, but I will talk about that.
Oh, okay. But this concept has potential. This could be like their equivalent of the X Division, where the matches are so distinct from your usual main roster matches that it will stand out because of the short format. And I'm glad Ricochet was the first champion because no one epitomizes the high speed, the high flying offense than Ricochet. So this was a great 5 minutes of action. And you know, the 5 minutes, it was 4:20. Because 40 seconds. Ricochet won with only 40 seconds left on the clock, but still I prefer the 5 minutes over the 3 minutes. So out of all the matches that we had so far, this is the best one, so that's why I'm picking it. That's my pick of the week.
I've been defending yung Speed matches for quite a while now since they first announced yung format. So the 3 minute matches are okay. They're fine because unlike yung mga 3 minute matches that we all sometimes get on the main roster, you know that there's a time limit. So the time limit kind of makes it more legit, if you will. And it's a lot better when you know that you're fighting against the clock than when the match suddenly ends at 2 or 3 minutes, despite, you know, being able to go as long as it can. So I will agree with you that the 5 minute format is much, much better. I've been wrestling 5 minute matches over in training for a while now because, you know, part of our training is to just get in there, work for 5 minutes and figure out what to do. And more often than not, 5 is the sweet spot. Like, I can get gassed in 5 minutes just trying to, you know, put everything together, fit everything together in that time. So you're right in that it made for a quote-unquote bigger match. Siyempre, it's more meaningful because it's for the championship, diba? As compared to your usual 3 minute match. As I said kanina, may konting preno kasi in a 5 minute match, you're able to have at least 30 seconds to 1 minute of downtime to set up the last couple of minutes to finish the match. So you can't really do that in a 3 minute match. It's almost impossible unless you really, really condense the action. That's why the 3 minute matches are full sprints. You know, one guy does his thing, or you know, they keep trading they keep trading moves and reversals and counters, and they run around the ring, which is something that you can easily do in 3 minutes of the game. So if you guys are still doubting the format ng speed, I suggest you go check this out, because this is what's possible in the in a speed match. It's a lot of people like to clown it because, you know, it's even worse than main event, right? Because it's a fucking 3 or 5 minute match on social media, and I would say it's better than main event because not everyone gets to watch main event. It's not on every TV. If you have Hulu, if may Hulu pa rin, or it's a Disney Plus in the US, that's where you see it. But some people can never find main event. They don't even know that it exists. Right? Meanwhile, everyone's on Twitter. Everyone can see Twitter. Everyone can see the posts on WWE. Right? So this is way more accessible. And it's really made for social media. Because you scroll to it, you watch it for 5 or 3 minutes, and then you keep scrolling your timeline. Right? So that's perfect for what it is. And I'm glad that we get to finally showcase a speed match here on Picks of the Week. I've been meaning to do that for a while now. I just couldn't figure out which one to put. And Butinadang, you thought about this, and you know, and that they put out a championship match. Anything else you want to say about this?
Ito lang, like, last thing I want to say, like we said, no, I think I've also said this before. You don't really need 10 to 20 minutes in order to tell a story within a match. Five minutes, like you said, 5 minutes is the sweet spot. And yes. I want more people to appreciate shorter matches because it's much harder to do rather than, like, of course, like physically, but it's so much harder to structure, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, much harder to structure a match in 5 minutes and pull out a really good match. So, bilib din ako dito sa format na to because it shows how the wrestlers really work at such a, you know, limited time limit.
If we're talking about actual sweet spots in a match na hindi constrained, it's actually really around 6 to 8 minutes. So that's best. That's the best time No, but 8 minutes, kasi, like, it's the best possible time because it's not too long and not too short. Right, for our last pick, let's move on to Chino's pick from TNA Under Siege that happened on Saturday Manila time. It is a match between a returning Jonathan Gresham versus Kushida. So Gresham makes his TNA re-debut as a masked wrestler. So he really went into his Kraken persona. And he does this thing where he spews ink. So yun yung kanyang mist, the Great Muta-esque mist. So he does ink like an octopus, an actual octopus. He established this because he would appear in video packages addressing the masks that he wears throughout his life, and something about him not really being who he is or not being true to himself. So ngayon, the masked version of him is him somehow being true to himself, if I understand it correctly. So this match was pretty short. It's around 8 to 10 minutes long. And it's good for what it is. It's really, really good for what it is. It's a technical, hard-hitting match. Not unlike Bryan Danielson's favorite stuff. So there's a lot of technical wrestling between Gresham and Kushida. There's also a lot of hard-hitting stuff, strikes between them. But Gresham also worked in story. So he added story elements to his character, like the aforementioned ink, and then yung animalistic style niya. He bit Kushida's arm at one point in this match. So Chino says this new Jonathan Gresham is really interesting, to say the least. Chino complains a little bit na Kushida had to be his first win because, you know, Kushida wants, you know, we want Kushida to win a lot. But it also makes sense because someone like Kushida would be the best pair for this new character of Jonathan Gresham and for Jonathan Gresham himself as a technical wrestler. Did you get to catch this, Emil?
Yes, I did. Before we went on to record, I actually got to see this because it's a short match. You know, it's 8 to 10 minutes, like you said. And easily the most interesting thing about this match is the new character. Because we have seen Jonathan Gresham so many times before, and most of the time he's just a really good submission wrestler. Yeah. But he doesn't have that gimmick. He doesn't have that persona. Nah, it's like out of this world. And this is his first time trying a persona that is different from him as a person. And I like it. I like the effort. It's definitely interesting. Like Chino said, it adds something new to Jonathan Gresham. Like he spews out ink like an octopus, which is still on brand for Jonathan Gresham. I like the effort there. And I guess this is a fresh new start for him. Because this is his re-debut on the TNA promotion. So I like the effort. May mga kailangan, I think something needs to be added here to his gimmick in order for it to have some potential to work or for him to be a main eventer in TNA. But this was a good introduction to his new persona. And mas lumitaw dito sa match yung persona niya other than anything else.
I think may konting disconnect from the ferocious animalistic style with the technical wrestling. Like, I guess an octopus would be able to hold someone else a lot of different ways. But if you're trying to be an animal, because he was trying to be ferocious, he was trying to be wild, and he kind of had to balance that between the technical wrestling. So I feel like he should ease up on the technical wrestling and just really go all into the animal persona. So that's just my unsolicited advice. I don't know.
Yung finish was something na
an octopus would do.
Yeah,
I guess.
And it's something that it's not usual that we would see from a Jonathan Gresham, because you would usually finish off his opponents with a submission or something tactical. But this one, parang some sort of claw.
It's an ink, yeah. The claw,
diba? So it's
he spits ink into his hand, tapos he claws your face so that you have to, I guess, try. You're kind of suffocated with the ink.
Yeah. So that's something new from him, and looking forward to how he would tweak this or how he would. Kung paano niya i-attack yung new gimmick in the future.
Yep. Can't wait to see more of this. I'm a fan of Jonathan Gresham, and I like to see his style. I also, you know, I like his short king representation.
Yes.
All right. That's it for our picks of the week. For the week, if you want to get into the conversation, just go talk to us over on the Wrestling Podcast on Facebook, where we post the cards of our picks. That was on Twitter at Wrestling2XPod, and on TikTok as well at Wrestling Podcast, on Instagram and Threads, where we also post that stuff, and our social media at Rosewar for myself on Twitter at Shang.Daddy, on Instagram, TikTok and Threads at EML_Meister for Emil, at Chino Supersize for Chino, at Monday Night Rowan NITE for Rowan ASH, and at _StanC for Stan. Thank you once again to the good boys and girls, the babyface producers and managers of the Pod Network, for letting us do what we do and making us sound much better than we really, really are. And thank you to you as well for tuning in and choosing us to serve you your weekly wrestling diet of talk and analysis. If you haven't yet, please do rate us 5 stars, or if you like us, 4 or 5 stars, I guess, but a 5-star net over on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Wrestling Podcast. I'm Ro Moran, that's Emil, and until our live stream on Thursday, stay safe, stay cool, stay hydrated, and do not be a dick like Drew Gulak. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, Outcast. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.